This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. Miles apart, Biden and Trump tour the U.S.-Mexico border, highlighting immigration as an election issue. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports.
The president was in Brownsville, Texas, his predecessor some 300 miles away in Eagle Pass.
So here's what I would say to Mr. Trump.
The president says instead of urging Republicans to block a bipartisan border security bill,
join me, or I'll join you in telling the Congress to pass this bipartisan border security bill. We can do it together.
He spoke as Trump made his own remarks, blaming the president's border policies for massive crime.
It's a military operation. I mean, we have a military, this is like a war.
Saying the president has blood on his hands. Both men had remarkably similar schedules, getting briefings on operations and issues, walking the border itself, as they seek to turn a key campaign issue in their favor. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
The leader of Yemen's Houthi militant group says they will introduce military surprises in their ongoing Red Sea attack operations against seagoing vessels. VOA's Rick Pantaleo reports.
The Iran-backed Houthi rebels have been repeatedly attacking civilian cargo ships with missiles and drones since mid-November 2023. This is Abdul Malik al-Houthi, the leader of the Houthi militants. Our military operations will continue and advance, and we have surprises that our enemies will not expect at all. U.S. and U.K. militaries have launched joint responses to some of the attacks. Houthi militants say they are acting in solidarity with Palestinians against Israel's military actions in Gaza. Rick Pantaleo, VOA News.
For additional stories, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. Brazilian researchers say nearly 3,000 forest fires were registered in the Brazilian Amazon this month, the highest for any February since records began in 1999, and the situation was likely exacerbated by climate change. VOA's Jeff Custer reports.
Brazil's INPE Space Research Institute said Wednesday its satellites had picked up 2,940 fires so far this month, 67% more than the previous high of 1,761 recorded in February of 2007, and four times more than the same month last year. Brazil's Amazon Environmental Research Institute scientific director, Anne Alencar, told the French news agency, "With warmer temperatures reported every year, the climate factor certainly plays a fundamental role in this anomaly." The northern part of the rainforest was hardest hit, particularly the state of Roraima, home to the Yanomami Indigenous Reserve. Jeff Custer, VOA News.
Colombia's President Gustavo Petro says his government is suspending purchases of weapons from Israel after Palestinians say Israeli troops fired at people seeking food in Gaza. Petro announced the move in a tweet Thursday in which he also blamed Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu for the deaths and described them as, quote, genocide. Petro's remarks came months after Israel suspended security exports to Colombia in a diplomatic spat over online messages by Petro comparing Israel's siege of Gaza to the actions of Nazi Germany. Over the past two decades, Colombia had been one of Israel's closest partners in Latin America. A former career U.S. diplomat admits secretly spying for Cuban intelligence for decades. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
A former career U.S. diplomat says he'll plead guilty to charges that he served as a secret agent for Cuba. 73-year-old former ambassador Manuel Roca changed his plea from not guilty to guilty, telling a federal judge in Miami he'll admit to two counts of conspiring to act as a foreign agent in exchange for 13 other charges being dropped. Not only did Roca work for the State Department, he was a special advisor to the head of the military's U.S. Southern Command. Roca had been caught on tape calling the U.S. the enemy and bragging about being a Cuban mole for some 40 years of service. I'm Jackie Quinn.
The first U.S. spacecraft to land on the moon since the Apollo astronauts has fallen silent a week after breaking a leg and tipping over near the lunar South Pole. Intuitive Machines' lander Odysseus lasted longer than the company anticipated after it ended up on its side with hobbled power and communication. The end came Thursday as flight controllers received the last photo from Odysseus and commanded its computer and power systems to stand by. You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website, voanews.com. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.